In the summertime, of course, it gets dark very late at night, but nevertheless, we bring in Shabbat early. We bring it in from the time of Plag HaMincha, and we daven Maariv, and we go home and we make Kiddush and we eat our Seudah. And the question is, how can we fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush for Shabbat before it gets dark? And the answer is that because of the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, so we're able to fulfill the mitzvah of the next day, even though technically speaking, or physically speaking, it's not yet to the next day. The Minchat Chinuch actually discusses this a little bit as well, and he comes to the conclusion that this is a proof that you can fulfill a mitzvah d'oraita in a time frame which is d'rabbanan. But according to other achronim, in actual fact, Tosefet Shabbat now becomes Shabbat in a d'oraita sense, and therefore you're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraita in a d'oraita time. However, a question comes up this time of year with a bar mitzvah boy or a bat mitzvah girl who becomes bar or bat mitzvah on Shabbat. And the question is, can they fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in the time of Tosefet Shabbat? So they go to shul Friday night, they come home, and they sit down and make Kiddush or fulfill the mitzvah Kiddush by listening to Kiddush before it gets dark. Are they able to fulfill their requirement, or when it gets dark again, do they need to make Kiddush a second time? So Rav Vosne in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Chet, Siman Dalet, addresses this question. And he brings a tshuva of the Chatan Sofer in Siman Kuf Ayin Bet, where the Chatan Sofer says that a child that became a gadol, a halakhic adult on Yom Kippur, isn't obliged with the mitzvah of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, isn't obliged to start fasting a little bit before Yom Kippur actually starts. Generally speaking, we have such a mitzvah of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim to add to the hours of the fast a little bit. But the Chatam Sofer says a child who becomes a gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't have to, because during the time of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, they're still a katan. That would indicate that the time of Tosefet doesn't change the status of the Katan in any way. So even if the Katan were to accept the Tosefet, they don't become a Gadol, and therefore they don't have to fast during that extra time. And therefore, a child who makes Kiddush wouldn't have to, or during that time, wouldn't have fulfilled their mitzvah of Kiddush. He also brings the Rama in Orach Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Seif Yud, who says in the name of the Maharil that a katan, a minor, shouldn't be the shliach tzibur, the chazan, on a Friday night for Maariv, if they're davening before it gets dark. Again, because he's not yet a gadol, even though they're davening Maariv now. And the Shevet HaLevi is medayik from this, that even though the katan can't act as the shliach tzibur, nevertheless, his own chiyuv of tefillah he has fulfilled. Nobody says that a child who said daven Maariv before it got dark on the night of his bar mitzvah then has to go and daven Maariv again afterwards. So he says we can infer from this that in terms of a mitzvah de Rabbanan, which is what Maariv is, then a person can fulfill their obligation in a in the Tosefet time, or in a time period where it's only a chiyuv de Rabbanan. And it's just that because the person's a katan, we don't want them to act as the shliach tzibur. So therefore, his conclusion here is that the mitzvah of kiddush al hakos, or the mitzvah of kiddush rather, is a mitzvah d'oraita, and therefore it has to be done at night. And he says the best thing to do in this scenario would be that the katan should be yotzei the mitzvah kiddush after nightfall. Ideally, he says by listening to somebody else who hasn't yet made kiddush. Make Kiddush, but if there's nobody else available, then they should make Kiddush themselves. But what if they've already gone to bed? It's, they live up in Glasgow. It doesn't get dark till quarter to midnight, and they're going to be laden the whole Sedra the next day. They're very, very tired. They want to go to sleep. So he thinks in that case, perhaps they would actually need to make Kiddush again on Shabbat morning. Though one might suggest that it's possible they could be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraita with just having in mind when they say the Amidah, they want to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. And then the Kiddush HaKos becomes a drabanan, And they were yotzeh d'rabbanan already before Shabbat came in. In the Sefer Nitei Gavriel, he addresses this. He thinks that perhaps it's not necessary for the bat mitzvah to make kiddush again after nightfall, because he says that if they sang Zmirot at the Shabbat table and said Ritzei in Birkat HaMazon, so then they fulfilled the mitzvah midoraita, based on the comments of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that it's enough just to mention the Shevach, the praise of Shabbat, and that way they've been yotzei the d'orait, and again, Kiddush HaKos becomes d'rabbanan. But I think one could ask a question about that and say that the mitzvah of Kiddush actually is a d'oraita, and therefore you need kavanah for a mitzvah d'oraita. But the conclusion of the Shevet HaLevi is that the child should make Kiddush again later. Obviously, the best thing to do would be, if it's not in the height of the summer, to wait till it gets dark before sitting down for Friday night dinner. But that's obviously not always going to be possible when you've got the whole Gatsa Mishpacha with you for Friday night bar mitzvah dinner, and it doesn't get dark till 10 o'clock at night. That's not necessarily a possibility. Ad kan.